Dennis Balthizer is one of our favorite guests, an expert on the Roswell incident. He's an expert on subterranean bases and Egyptian pyramids. This is an interview we did on KBIX radio back in 2001, deep in the heart of a winter. And Dennis had some stories that made you forget about the cold. Let's play some segments from that interview. Really, it kind of gives you an insight to Dennis and his research, not only, as I say, in Roswell, but also on several other different topics as well. Dennis, of course, has an interesting website, and we have a link to it right here on our website. You need to check him out sometime. And out of that interview, some highlights from that program back in the winter of 2001. Dennis Balthizer from Roswell, New Mexico.
Subterranean bases and a few other things. Dennis Balthizer, you have really made a name for yourself as you really go in here and you try to find the truth on this research, as far as I can tell. You don't try to, in other words, I think you have your mind made up ahead of time.
Oh, no, you can't. You can't go into this. You have to have an open mind, so that leaves it open to what was it. And it's the most interesting and sometimes frustrating research I've ever done in my life. You run up against walls once in a while, and you bounce off, and you go around the corner and try again. But when you do get something that's worth looking into, it's rewarding and very satisfying.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Now, we had, and Filer had a report on his UFO site, so it's kind of a nondescript sighting up in Tucumcari. There was no email address, no telephone number, or anything about an incident involved what looked like an Air Force jet and a UFO. Have you been able to uncover anything about that at all? I haven't been able to find anything.
Larry Dickin had sent me an email about that, and there was nothing locally in the media here at all in New Mexico that I was aware of. I have never heard or read anything about it. I have contacted Peter Davenport with the UFO Reporting Center in Seattle, who keeps track of most sightings that are reported. And I'm waiting on a response from him to see if he has additional information on that particular event.
Yeah, I think the reason Larry emailed you about it to begin with in the first place is Tucumcari is not that far from Roswell,
no.
And we thought might have made the local media or something.
Yeah. And I didn't see anything on it. And shortly after I got that from Larry, I sent an email to Peter Davenport. He was doing some checking for me, but I have not heard back from him yet. Hopefully, next time I talk to you.
Yeah, right. We basically weren't trying to put you on the spot or anything. I was just curious.
I understand that did they fire rockets at that thing?
Yeah. Evidently, they fired missiles at the UFO, and according to the witness, there was an explosion. And the UFO was no longer in sight, but the jet fighter came back by. And then a couple of weeks after that, on the same Filer's reports, there was a guy in San Diego, outside San Diego, at Miramar, I think it's Naval Air Station. He saw a UFO in this town about 30 miles from there, and a couple of jets came by and they kicked on their afterburners. He says he sees jets all the time and they never use their afterburners. And the UFO disappeared there too, but there was no, you know, firing.
Well, obviously, there's something to the story. It's just a matter of trying to locate the sources for it.
Now, going back to that original thing in Roswell back in 1947 when the UFO crash. There was no Air Force action there at all, right? That was just a thunderstorm or something?
Right. It was 60 miles straight line distance northwest of Roswell where it occurred, from the base. There was nothing scrambled or anything out of the base here at the time, no.
So,
in fact, we think maybe that the Army Air Force may have known about it and tried recovering parts of it, and then probably thought they had a lid on it until the rancher showed up a few days later at the sheriff's office and had debris. There's a possibility of that theory, that maybe they had thought they had it undercover, and then all of a sudden the lid blew off of it when the rancher showed up.
Well, that might explain why they seemed kind of proud of it in the first hours. They probably thought, well, the word's out. We might as well...
Yeah. Well, you know, I talked to Frank Kaufman, who passed away a few months ago, was intelligence back in 1947 here, And he said that they got together in Colonel Blanchard's office and trying to decide how in the world are we going to, you know, reveal this. And they decided they'd just go with the truth and mm-hmm. say we got a flying saucer. And he said when they did it, the media laughed and walked out, and that was it. So he said that was a case where telling the truth was the cover.
Yeah, right. Well, I can understand that. The media has been pretty skeptical throughout the years over this.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you first went to Roswell after you retired from your, and you have a good engineering background, and you were with the Texas State Highway Department or
right.
Transportation.
Right.
Did you find any surprises, or had pretty much what you had heard about Roswell, did it check out?
No. There's a lot of things I question about Roswell that have been told over the years. That's probably the hardest part of the research is going back and finding that there is no proof for some of the things that have been said. And that's where you run into trouble with the skeptics and the debunkers, because you're caught here with not having information that's been publicized for 20 years or 30 years, and that's tough to follow up on. I think with Glenn Dennis, a mortician, I believe he was involved, but I don't know to what extent. None of the witnesses that he talks about can be located. The nurse, the 6'2" redheaded captain, you would think that at least some of these people that he talks about would be found somewhere through records or something like that.
Yeah, now he said that they ordered some small coffins, right?
Right.
Now, was Glenn Dennis connected with that UFO museum at one time?
He's one of the original founders.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's a past president. And, in fact, I saw him today. He was there today. He's there a couple of days a week. And Walter Hart was the guy who made the press release on the orders of Colonel Blanchard.
Right. I've had Walter on the air before years ago.
He's there about every afternoon. Walter comes in. Of course, these guys are both up in their late 70s.
I started saying they got to be pretty old.
Yeah. There were three original founders, and the third member was not involved at all. He was a local businessman that got involved with the museum, and he passed away in October. So the mortician is beating us at this game because time is against us. You know, the witnesses and things like that, this thing happened 50-some years ago. All the witnesses are either in their 70s or 80s if they're still alive.
How does Glenn Dennis feel about the fact that he can't really back up these stories? I mean,
he's not worried about it. He says, this is what happened, this is what I want to tell, and that's it. And he's fixed with his story, and I'll give him credit for that. We just have not been able to verify much of it.
I want to find out what's the latest with you, and I want to touch on the subterranean base thing again, especially with all of the news of the gigantic caves in Afghanistan and things like that.
Okay.
You've been discussing a lot of this and investigating it, and you had some pretty interesting things to say. And we'll take some phone calls and find out what's the latest in your life as well.
So
we'll check back with you.
And, of course, that is Dennis Balthizer, and he's on the line from Roswell, New Mexico. Welcome back to the UFO Files. On the line from Roswell, New Mexico, we have Dennis Balthizer. And Dennis was down at the UFO Museum today. The Sci-Fi Channel's in town. They're filming a big special, which they'll probably do, probably May or something like that?
They told me it'd be aired sometime this spring. And I understand Stanton Friedman and Carl Flock are going to be on a panel, and they gave me the opportunity on film to ask a question to Carl Flock, which I appreciated, and looked right in the camera and asked him about his newest book.
Have you heard about when they're going to do their part of it?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wrote to Stanton and told him that I was filmed today and that he was in it, and I didn't know. I haven't got back from him yet. I don't know if he's already filmed or not.
Yeah, probably they're waiting till after they do all of the location stuff.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Dan Aykroyd was supposed to have a nightly show on the Sci-Fi Channel, and it's been put on hold. We don't really know why. He already had interviewed Stanton Friedman and Bud Hopkins and I believe Dr. Mack from Harvard, several of the big names in ufology. And then the other day on the internet, I saw where that show had been put on hold, and that's something to do with the host, with Dan Aykroyd.
So it may be as innocent as some contractual negotiations, or it could be more sinister than that. We don't know.
Right, right.
Roswell's had a lot of people in town this week. You were telling me you were talking to a fellow who claims he was abducted.
Daryl Sims is a well-known researcher. He lectures all over the world. He's out of Houston, and he has a group called Saber Enterprises Green Team. I'm part of that Saber Enterprises team with him. He's a registered hypnotic anesthesiologist, a master hypnotherapist. He himself was an abductee years ago when he was a child, and he's devoted his life now to trying to help abductees. And anytime he gets a case with an abductee, he processes them and runs tests and does things. He also works on people who claim to have had implants. Him and Dr. Lear have done some surgeries. They're no longer together as a team, but they have done some surgeries and removed implants from people that they're trying to figure out what these things are. The medical profession has no idea what they are. These have been taken out of humans, out of their skulls, out of their noses, out of their arms, out of their legs, in different places.
I've heard that before. The material is itself, is it kind of muscular in structure, or is it...
No, it's almost like a metallic object. They have no idea what they are yet. They're still working on that. But while he was here this weekend, he was lecturing at the museum Saturday night, and we visited Friday, Saturday, and I spent a lot of time with him and got telling him about this Giza Pyramid Association I'm with. And
I bet that was interesting.
Yeah, he's very interested in that because I no more than told him that. He went to his briefcase and he pulled out a photograph of two mummies that supposedly came out of King Tut's tomb. They were x-rayed. The mummies were x-rayed. Both of them are children. One is a very small child, and the other one is a larger child. The small one looks fairly normal. There's nothing obvious on that. But the larger one definitely has a triangular-shaped head, and the eye sockets are identical to what we refer to as the gray aliens.
Bigger than normal.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get a triangular-shaped head. Is the point at the top or the bottom?
The bottom, at the chin.
Okay. I'm just asking, Dennis.
It's at the chin. It's a larger-sized head, but it comes to a more of a point than a human face does.
Yeah, in other words, the chin is not rounded. It's almost
right.
To a point.
Right, and most cases, the reports about aliens that I've heard, there's no digestive tract or anything like that, so there's very little mouth, just a slit. Orifices for ears or for nose, not like we have.
Yeah, I wonder, somebody told me that had done some research on this. I don't remember which guy it was, but some guy, I was always curious, how do these guys eat the little grays? They just got a little slit there, and he said they don't.
Well, that's it. I don't think they do, and if, particularly if they're cloned or robotic, there wouldn't be any need to.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something we know very little about. But Daryl wants to get on board as a consultant to me, since I'm going to be in charge of the UFO portion of the Pyramid Association. And he said that he has several scientists that work for him that we can use, and it'd be to everybody's benefit. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I can understand that. And you talk about the triangular-shaped head. If I remember correctly, I've seen pictures in caves of prehistoric men, especially, I think, down around the Inca Indians and things, mm-hmm. They've drawn figures that look somewhat like that.
Yeah. And this, I really believe that somewhere back in time, this all ties together. And that's basically what this research is all about.
It's 7:45 here at KBIX Radio. A guy by the name of Howard, and he doesn't say where he's from, he asked a pretty interesting question out of the emails we got here tonight. I'm going to ask you. It's not really exotic, the question. It's kind of a practical question, and I'm kind of disappointed I never thought to ask you, and you'd be the perfect guy to answer. In Roswell itself, he wants to know, how does the believers and the non-believers break down? Is it like the rest of the population, or are there more people in Roswell that accept that maybe something happened?
I'd be willing to bet that...
I don't know if anybody's ever done any research.
Well, we know through our research, we know some things about what he's asking, I think.
Uh-huh.
When the thing happened in 1947, I would wager that 90 to 95% of the people in Roswell knew nothing about it.
Even though it made the papers?
It made the papers July 8th, July 9th, General Ramey's statement came out saying it was a weather balloon. And within 3 days, the story hit.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing reported anywhere. There were sightings around the country and things like that. As far as the Roswell incident, 3 days after it happened, it was over. And that has to go back to thinking 50 years ago. Thinking was different 50 years ago. If the government said it was a pink elephant, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had just come out of the Second World War. People were patriotic. People were respected their leadership, their government, their military. Whatever they said was what it was. So it's amazing. In fact, the Sci-Fi mentioned that today. The Sci-Fi Channel, when they were taping me, they mentioned that they've talked to people here and they know nothing about it. And that's true. The research didn't start again until 1978. I would guess today, because of the museum being here, the notoriety it gets, the publicity it gets, people are aware that something happened here in the area in 1947, but probably don't know a lot of details about it.
Well, you think it's probably half and half. Probably say, it's just a scam, Neil Armstrong. Well, something happened.
Yeah. Roswell, amazingly to me, when I moved here in 96, I was just amazed at the number of churches in this town. There are a tremendous amount of different denomination churches in Roswell. And that may have stemmed from back when the military base was here, because it was a big military base.
Yes, it was, and what did they have, that nuclear bomb?
They had the atomic bombs here. The 509th was the atomic bomb group, and during the Cuban Missile Crisis, B-52 sat on the runway here for 72 hours with atomic bombs loaded, engines idling, crews on board, ready to go if the missiles were fired out of Cuba.
You know, most people don't understand how close we were to a nuclear war.
Oh, yeah. I was in the Army.
I was, too.
I had 30 days to go when they told me I was going to Georgia and follow the 82nd Airborne into Cuba. And I had 30 days left in the Army. I said, excuse me, I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah, right.
And then Kennedy made his speech and it was all over, but...
Yeah.
Got our attention for a little bit.
Yeah, it did. Everybody was mobilized.
Yeah.
It was a pretty close call. So they were actually sitting there on the runway.
Yeah, that's another thing. This runway here is 13,000 feet.
Wow.
This is one of the longest runways in the country.
Have they maintained that runway, or have they let it get...
No, they've maintained it. It's a commercial airport today. We have one commuter airline. Mesa Airline is the only airline we have. They use it. For years, a lot of the foreign country commercial airlines, Japan Airlines, Korea Airlines and things, use this for touch-and-go practice.
Hmm.
It's not a controlled tower, and it's wide-open spaces, so it's a good
system. It would be a good place to test things, right?
Yeah, and every so often we see the B-2 bomber come across. We see the stealth comes up from Alamogordo and circles over Roswell and goes back down. So it is a well-used runway, but it's, like I said, it's one of the longest in the country because of the B-52s and B-29s that are stationed here.
Yep. Now, we've got about 10 minutes left here, and I want to get back into the subterranean bases. We did an hour on this one night, and by the time we got through with it, I really was getting interested, you know.
Okay.
Why don't you fill our audience in on what we're talking about? Evidently, aliens established, or at least there's some evidence that UFO aliens, extraterrestrials, some beings of some type established underground bases. These were huge places.
Well, your audience probably needs to know that most citizens don't know, for example, that the National Security Act of 1947 made it illegal to ever say how much money is spent on the CIA. And that also includes other intelligence organizations such as NRO, NSA, and DIA, and different ones. They don't have
to. It's called the black budget.
Exactly.
Dennis Malthuser from Roswell, New Mexico. We will be doing some fresh new interviews of Dennis as his research is ongoing. He has some pretty interesting things he's working on these days. And if you'd like to check out Dennis Malthuser and his website, there's a link to it right here. Dennis Malthuser, interesting fellow. Always an interesting interview.